Welcome to another deep dive, everybody. We got a really interesting request to unpack some proverbs, specifically the ones that seem to contradict each other.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at Proverbs 26.4-5 today and using excerpts from this academic paper someone sent in.
Okay, cool.
And we'd love to jump right into the good stuff.
Let's do it.
So the book of Proverbs, right? It kind of seems like it's just all these wise sayings all thrown together.
It does at first glance.
Yeah, but is there actually a rhyme or reason to it all?
There is. A lot of evidence actually points to the editors carefully arranging these proverbs.
Really?
Yeah, they had a purpose in mind.
I like it. So, like, give me an example.
Well, for example, we know that Proverbs 25 through 29, those were compiled by people working for King Hezekiah.
Oh, wow. So somebody actually sat down and thought about how these were going to fit together.
Exactly. It wasn't just like throwing darts at a board.
So that makes me wonder even more about those contradictory proverbs. How is it even possible for two verses to say opposite things?
Yeah, it's a really cool literary device. It's
Yeah.
all about making you think more deeply about it. You know, it's like
Right.
a, they call it twisted wisdom. And this isn't something that's just in the Bible.
Oh, really?
No, we see it in ancient Sumerian texts, Nigerian Yoruba proverbs,
Wow.
even modern English tongues.
Give me an example.
Well, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right.
But then there's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So two totally opposite ideas.
But both true in their own way, I guess.
Exactly right.
It's almost like those sayings force you to consider different perspectives.
Yeah, to not take things at face value.
Okay, well, let's get into the Proverbs we are looking at today in this deep dive.
Okay.
Proverbs 26.4-5.
All right.
Verse 4 says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself." But then verse 5 says, "Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes." I mean, come on, how could both of those be true?
Right. And that's why these verses are so fascinating. They show just how complex dealing with fools can be and how carefully we need to think about our response.
Okay, so walk me through this. How do we make sense of these two seemingly opposite pieces of advice?
It's not always about finding like a single right answer.
Okay.
It's more about realizing that different proverbs might apply to different situations
Right.
and using our own judgment.
So Proverbs is encouraging us to be wise, not just follow the rules blindly.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. But going back to those verses about answering a fool, what's the one key takeaway we should leave with?
Well, let's look closely at how they're worded. There's this really interesting distinction there.
Okay.
In the first proverb, the focus is on what happens to you when you engage with the fool.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself.
Exactly. And then the second proverb shifts that focus to the fool himself.
Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. So the first one's all about protecting ourselves from being dragged down to the fool's level.
Right.
And the second one is about trying to help the fool see the error of their ways, even if it's risky.
Yeah, you got it. It's about recognizing that there are different goals at play, and we have to decide what's most important in each situation.
Man, this is making me think.
It
It
should.
seems like there's a lot to consider when we're dealing with these kinds of situations.
There is.
So tell me, what else can we learn from this book of fools?
Well, it's not just about warning us about fools.
Okay.
It also helps us understand the different types of fools out
Oh,
there.
interesting. So it's not just one kind of fool.
Right.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, Proverbs 26.1 talks about giving honor to a fool. It says it's like snow in summer or rain in harvest,
Meaning?
completely out of place and inappropriate.
So it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, some people are just fundamentally foolish, no matter how much you try to elevate them.
You can't polish a turd.
Exactly. You got to recognize that some people just aren't worthy of your respect.
Okay, and what else?
Well, there's Proverbs 26.6. It says, like one who cuts off his feet and drinks violence is he who sends a message by the hand of a fool.
Whoa, that's a powerful image.
Right. It's like trusting a 5-year-old with a priceless
Are
vase.
they going to break it?
Exactly. It highlights the fact that fools lack reliability and good judgment.
Okay, so this book of fools is really giving us a clear picture of how folly can show up in our lives.
It is, and there's something even more fascinating about this section.
Oh, what's that?
The way it's structured, scholars call it a chiastic structure.
Chiastic structure. Break that down for me.
Think of it like a mirror image. The
Okay.
verses are arranged so that the first and last verses echo each other, the second and second to last relate, and so on.
Oh, wow. So it's like symmetrical.
Exactly. And it creates the sense of balance and emphasizes those key themes.
So the structure itself is part of the message.
I think so. And the fact that our contradictory pair, Proverbs 26.4-5, falls right in the middle of this structure. Well, it suggests that those seemingly opposite pieces of advice are actually working together to make a larger point.
So maybe we shouldn't see them as a contradiction at all.
Right.
But as two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. They both offer valuable insight into how to deal with the fool.
Wisdom isn't always simple or straightforward, is it?
Nope. Sometimes it's about holding two seemingly opposite ideas in mind at the same time.
This is really changing how I look at Proverbs. It's like we're cracking a code, uncovering hidden layers of meaning.
That's what I love about it, and this is just the Book of Fools. Imagine what we can find in the rest of Proverbs.
Yeah, there's a whole world of wisdom to uncover there.
Exactly, and that's what we're here to do.
All right, let's keep going.
Sounds good. It's like they were giving us this multi-dimensional look at folly.
Yeah, showing us all the different sides of it.
Right, and all its complexities.
So even within this one little section, this Book of Fools, there's this deeper structure that's guiding us towards a more complete understanding of how to actually deal with fools.
Exactly. But I think it's important to remember that this whole deep dive started with you asking about how to apply this wisdom to your own life.
Right.
So how do we take these ancient proverbs and make them relevant for us today?
Yeah, that's the $1 million question, isn't it?
It is.
It's one thing to understand them intellectually, but actually putting them into practice.
Right.
That's a whole other challenge.
Yeah. And maybe instead of trying to find like a hard and fast rule, we can think of these proverbs as offering guiding principles.
Okay. I like that.
So let's go back to those verses about answering a fool.
Okay. Proverbs 26.4-5.
Yeah. Remember verse 4 says, do not answer a fool according to his folly or you will be like him yourself.
Right. It almost sounds like it's saying to stay silent.
Yeah. And sometimes that is the wisest course of action. You know, there's wisdom in knowing when to hold back.
Yeah. Because if you engage with a fool on their own terms,
right,
you could just get sucked into all that drama and negativity.
Exactly. It's like trying to reason with someone who's determined to be unreasonable.
You're just going
to
get frustrated.
You are, and you might even lose credibility in the process.
But then we have verse 5 that says, answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes.
Right. And that suggests that sometimes staying silent isn't the best option.
Yeah, because if you never challenge those foolish ideas, then they're just going to keep thinking they're right.
Exactly.
And that could have really negative consequences for them and for everyone around them.
So the question is, when do you speak up and when do you stay silent?
Right. There's no easy answer, is there?
Not really, but Proverbs does give us some clues.
Okay, I'm listening. What kind of clues are we talking about?
Well, first, think about the fool themselves. What are their intentions? Are they genuinely trying to understand, or are they just trying to get a rise out of you?
That's a really good point, because if someone's genuinely curious,
right,
then it might actually be productive to engage with them.
Yeah, but if they're just trolling or being antagonistic,
then it's probably best to just ignore them.
Exactly. And then think about the context of the situation.
Okay.
Are you in a public setting where your silence might be taken as agreement?
Yeah.
Or are you having a private conversation where you can be more direct?
Yeah. The stakes are definitely higher in public.
They are.
Sometimes you have to speak up, even if it's uncomfortable, just to set the record straight.
Right. And of course, you also have to consider your own emotional state.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Are you calm and collected, or are you feeling defensive and angry?
Because Proverbs warns us that we can become like the fool if we're not careful.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've definitely been there. It's so easy to get sucked into the drama.
It is.
But it's always better to take a step back, breathe, and respond thoughtfully.
Right. And then finally, think about your goal in responding.
Okay.
What are you hoping to achieve? Are you trying to educate them, correct a misconception, or just protect yourself from their negativity?
So it's not about blindly following a rule. It's about using your judgment to figure out the best course of action.
You got
it. It's like we're detective gathering evidence.
Yeah, like that.
To figure out what to do.
Yeah, you're using those clues to make the best possible decision.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Because it really captures the idea that Proverbs isn't a rule book. It's a guidebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's about developing that inner wisdom, that ability to navigate these tricky situations with grace and discernment.
And that's what makes studying Proverbs so rewarding.
Yeah.
It's not just about memorizing sayings. It's about this process of reflection and self-discovery.
Okay, so how do we take all of this and apply it to real life?
Right.
Like, let me tell you, you're in a meeting and someone says something that, you know, is factually incorrect.
Okay, good example.
Do you stay silent to keep the peace? Or do you speak up and risk a confrontation?
Yeah, classic answer the fool dilemma.
It is. And sometimes it's really hard to know what to do.
It can be. So what advice would you give in that situation?
Well, I guess I'd go back to those guiding questions we talked about.
Okay.
First, I'd think about the speaker's intention. Are they genuinely mistaken? Or are they intentionally spreading misinformation?
Right, because if it's an honest mistake, then maybe you just gently correct them.
Right, but if they're being deliberately deceptive,
then a more assertive response might be necessary.
Yeah, and then I'd think about the context of the meeting. Is it a casual brainstorming session?
Right.
Or is it a high-stakes presentation where accuracy is super important?
Yeah, the context definitely matters. And then, of course, there's your own emotional state.
Right.
Are you feeling triggered? Or are you calm and collected?
Yeah, if I'm feeling defensive, it's probably best to wait until I've cooled down a bit.
Exactly. And finally, think about your goal. What are you hoping to achieve by speaking up?
Right. Am I trying to correct the record, educate my colleagues, or just protect my own reputation?
Yeah, there's a lot to consider.
There is. It's not about following a rule. It's about assessing the situation and making a judgment call.
You got it. And sometimes the wisest decision is to stay silent.
Yeah, even when it feels uncomfortable.
Because silence can be a really powerful form of protest.
It can.
You're refusing to engage with that foolishness on its own terms.
Right. It's like, don't feed the trolls.
Exactly.
Sometimes the best way to deal with negativity is to just ignore it.
But even when you choose to engage,
yeah,
do it thoughtfully and respectfully. Remember, Proverbs 15.1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
So it's about maintaining our own integrity, even when we're dealing with someone who's not.
Right. And remember, even if you disagree with someone, you can still treat them with respect.
So the key takeaway here is that there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Yeah.
It's about using our discernment and learning to apply these principles with wisdom and compassion.
And remember, we're all works in progress. We all make mistakes, and we're all going to encounter fools along the way.
That's true.
But that's all part of the journey of developing wisdom.
It's like those seeming contradictions in Proverbs are actually opportunities for growth.
I think so.
They force us to think critically, to question our assumptions, and to ultimately become wiser, more discerning people.
Right, and that's what it's all about.
It's crazy how much is packed into these proverbs.
I know, right?
Okay, so we've talked a lot about how to deal with fools, but what about when we're the fools?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, Proverbs talks about that too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a recurring theme, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The danger of self-deception.
So it's not just about spotting fools out there.
Nope.
It's also about recognizing the fool in ourselves.
Exactly.
God, that's humbling.
It should be. And Proverbs 26.12 says it pretty bluntly. Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them.
Oh, wow. That's a tough verse.
It is. It's a warning.
So how do we avoid falling into that trap?
Humility. Definitely. Proverbs reminds us over and over that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Right.
When we come to life with that sense of awe and reverence.
Yeah.
Knowing that we don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we're less likely to become arrogant and self-righteous.
It's like the more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't know.
Exactly. And that can be a really powerful motivator.
To what?
To keep learning, to keep seeking wisdom,
mm-hmm.
to be open to correction from others. You know, Proverbs isn't just about memorizing wise saying. It's right. about this lifelong journey of growth and transformation.
Like we're being invited to become apprentices of wisdom.
Yeah, I like that.
Always learning and refining our understanding.
Exactly. And that journey's not meant to be done alone.
You're saying we need other people.
We do. We need people to challenge us, to point out our blind spots and help us grow.
Like iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah, exactly. Proverbs 27.17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another.
It's so important to surround yourself with people who will make you better.
It is people who will love you enough to call you out on your BS.
Yeah. So even as we're learning to navigate the foolishness around us,
right,
we have to be just as aware of our own potential for folly.
Absolutely. And that's where Proverbs really shines.
How so?
It doesn't just give us rules or a quick fix.
Yeah.
It gives us this framework for understanding human nature,
mm-hmm.
both of ourselves and in others.
And it gives us tools to deal with all of that.
It does, with grace, discernment, and humility.
This has been so eye-opening. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of the book of Proverbs.
That's great to hear.
And it's definitely got me thinking about how I can be more intentional about seeking wisdom in every area of my life.
Good. I love that. And remember, the journey of wisdom never really ends. And Proverbs gives us such a rich and rewarding path to follow.
Thank you so much for guiding us through this deep dive into Proverbs.
It's been my pleasure.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Keep seeking wisdom, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.